site plan.
Thank you. This is a preliminary site plan for a seasonal farm stand garden center. The use required a conditional use. The Planning Commission reviewed the application at their meeting on January 22nd of this year. County Council approved the conditional use on March 10th of this year. The plan indicates screening along the north side and a portion of the south side of the property to screen the storage containers from neighboring uses and roadways. The property is zoned AR1 Agricultural Residential District. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 5, Parcel 44.07. And staff is in receipt of all agency approvals.
Would they not be able to receive their final?
They could, but they hadn't come before for a preliminary. So I believe you could answer. I believe so, yes.
Why don't you try it?
All right.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, concerning Thomas and Laura Kacharik, conditional use number 2006, my motion is for approval as a preliminary and a final site plan, whereas we have all the agency approvals.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the Thomas and Laura Kacharik conditional use number 2006 preliminary site plan with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other permits. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Lands of Black off Shingle Road, Shingle Point Road, minor subdivision off private road.
This is a minor subdivision to create two parcels with a residual off an existing private road. A portion of the property will be combined with a parcel to the north. There is an existing driveway that will be used as an extension of the private road. A cul-de-sac should be created at the end of the extension of the private road for access. Any further subdivisions shall require a major subdivision. The property is zoned AR1 Agricultural Residential District. The tax parcel is District 235, Map 20, Parcel 30.02, and staff is awaiting approval from DLDOT.
So we're just looking at this as a preliminary?
It's a minor subdivision.
Minor subdivision.
Well, Mr. Chairman, concerning the lands of Black on Shingle Point Road, for a minor subdivision, my motion is for approval with a condition that a cul-de-sac be created at the end of the lane.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision off a private road for Lands of Black off Shingle Point Road. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Earth Movers, conditional use number 545, request to amend condition of approval.
This is a request to amend a condition of approval as part of the conditional use number 545. The Sussex County Council approved the use on August 14th, 1979. The condition requested to be removed is pit must be kept at or above the water table. The applicant also owns and operates the borrow pit on the adjacent parcel to the south that does not contain that condition. The applicant would like to have the same conditions on both borrow pits. The applicant has stated that going below the water table on the adjacent parcel has not created any negative impacts on the environment. The property is zoned GR General Residence District, and the tax map is District 430, Map 23, Parcel 40.
Thank you. I believe that was a condition that was imposed by County Council, though. That was not our condition, was it?
On this one, which one is this? This is
water
545.
Table. This is the water table.
Yeah, no, I'm just looking at the right letter.
That may need to go up to them, right?
Well, if it did come from them, it would need to go to them.
If it came from council directly, it can only be revised by public hearing.
Yeah.
Really?
If it came from commission, the commission could amend it and make minor conditions.
Right.
Do we know for sure? If not...
The letter here.
Well, that's the conditional use itself, but it would depend on whether the condition was created at this level or at the council level.
Well, this one was before my time.
There's not many of those that are, but...
Yeah, not many anymore, but this one is.
I think it was before Mr. Lake's time.
1979, I think it was.
I've been here too long. What are you talking about?
According to our memorandum, there's a condition that's on the next item on the agenda that did originate with County Council. That's CU 1413.
I'm sorry, I had it mixed up then. I was thinking this was the one, but it's the other condition.
Yeah, there's one that has.
There is one that is requesting two amendments, one of which is from County Council.
Yeah, that, yeah.
That one, staff has noted that that should go to county.
Right.
To County Council for.
Right, okay.
Consideration.
Okay, I was confused. I knew there were actually three considerations on here this evening for the same applicant. I just had them mixed up.
Yes.
Sorry about that. I don't have an issue with the water table. If we're within our rights to act on it.
This is good for the gander, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe it came from Planning Commission.
Okay.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Worst cases.
I'm fine. I'm okay.
It would have to go to County Council if we find out otherwise, I believe.
Yeah, that's fine. That works.
Well, Mr. Chairman, regarding Earth Movers conditional use number 545, my motion is for a favorable response for their request to amend the condition of approval by deleting from a condition of approval the words, quote, pit must be kept at or above the water table, unquote. Deleting that as a condition.
Second.
Moved and seconded to delete the condition of approval that requires the excavation boot to not go below the water table for Earth Movers conditional use number 545. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Edward J. K. Conditional use number 1413, request to amend condition of approval.
And this request is to amend two conditions of approval as part of the conditional use CU 1413. The Sussex County Council approved the use on April 9th of 2002. The Planning Commission recommended approval at their meeting on September 13th, 2001. The first request to remove condition 8, stating no dewatering shall be permitted, may be considered by the Planning Commission as this condition was placed by the Planning Commission. The second request to extend the length of time the borrow pit may be in operation, condition number 19, requires County Council approval as that condition was placed by County Council. The property is zoned AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and the tax parcel is District 331, Map 4, Parcel 49. Thank you.
So on this one, so I'm clear, the timing condition, that was imposed by County Council?
Correct.
Okay, and the dewatering one was imposed by Commission. Yeah, we can't act on the timing.
Well, we can act on the dewatering.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, regarding the request to amend conditions of approval, Edward J. K., conditional use number 1413, my motion is for granting their request to remove condition number 8, which states no dewatering shall be permitted. So the first part of this motion is to grant that request and to take no action on the second request.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to grant the removal of a condition 8 that prohibits dewatering and to take no action on the second request made by Edward J. K. for conditional use number 1413. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Earth Movers conditional use number 430, a request to expand the conditional use.
This is a request to expand conditional use CU 430 for a borrow pit. The conditional use was approved by County Council on August 2nd, 1977. The size of the parcel at the time of approval was 31.65 acres. The property has been adjusted to include an additional 7.8 acres of land. The 7.8 acres was not included as part of the original conditional use. The expansion of the borrow pit to include the 7.8 acres should require a public hearing before Planning Commission and County Council, but they are asking for you to consider that if it doesn't. The property is zoned GR, General Residence District, and the tax parcel is District 430, Map 23, Parcel 41.
I don't think we can. I think it has
just don't have a discretion on that.
Yeah, we don't have the ability to do that.
I believe we did that on two separate borough pits of Melvin Joseph as well. So
required additional.
Just to go back to a public hearing.
They just wanted to ask.
All right.
So, Mr. Chairman, regarding this request to expand the conditional use by Earth Movers, conditional use number 430, my motion is for denial of the expansion of the conditional use and recommend the applicant take appropriate measures to go through the public hearing process.
Second.
So moved and seconded to deny the request of, to expand the conditional use of number 430 for earth movers, thereby requiring them to conform to the ordinance as it is written, which would require any expansion to go to a public hearing. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. All right, then. That completes our agenda. Referring back.
We have Saddle Ridge.
An add-on.
It was an additional. I apologize. I had to send a separate memo for that one.
Right, you did.
And just for the record, the agenda that went out with the packet, it was amended, so it meets all the FOIA requirements, and okay. Online and posted and everything else has this one. So there's not an issue with that. You just don't have the most recent one.
Sorry about that.
Do we approve the agenda as amended?
No, because it was already amended
posted
prior to coming in.
Yeah. Just check.
Yeah. All right, our next item is the Saddle Ridge change of zone number 1742, final site plan approval.
This is a final site plan for the Saddle Ridge development. The development is an RPC. The Planning Commission granted preliminary site plan approval at their meeting on April 9th, 2005. 2015. The plan is for the construction of 81 single-family lots with open space and private roads. The plan complies with sidewalks along both sides of the streets, along with streetlights as indicated on the preliminary plan. The amenities shown on the preliminary plan will come back to the Planning Commission as a separate site plan. The property is zoned MR, medium density residential district. The property is located off John J. Williams Highway, Route 24, west of Mulberry Knoll Road. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 18, Parcel 40, and staff is now in receipt of all agency approvals.
So is this another one that we could do for preliminary and final based?
This one would just be final.
It's final.
Yeah. Preliminary was done back in April.
Chairman, my motion is for approval of Saddle Ridge as a final.
Second. It's been moved and seconded to approve Saddle Ridge change of zone number 1742 site plan as a final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. All right, that completes our agenda. And now we will refer back to our public hearing. And our first public hearing being...